بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فأما بعد، فقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقال: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu taught his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to introduce himself. Whenever somebody asks us to introduce ourselves to him, then we refer to ourselves by that which we consider to be the most important thing in our lives. If I am a doctor and somebody says, who are you? I will say, I am a doctor. I may also be driving a car, I will not say I am a driver. I may also have children, I will not say I am a father. Although that is also true, but I will not say that because my profession, my main work, my job, my message is medical practice. So I say, I am a doctor. If you ask one of your asatidha, please introduce yourself, he will say, I am the ustad in this institution. He has other responsibilities, he will not refer to that, he will talk about this because this is the main job. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was head of state. He was the head of the military, of the army. He was a father. He was a grandfather. He was many things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him and told him how to introduce himself. In the ayat of Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say, this is my way. أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with clear evidence, with proof. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with clarity. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. I do this work and those who follow me, those who make my ittiba, my ummatis, they also do this work. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu included us, the Muslims, and honored us by including us in the work of Nubuwwat, which is the work of Da'watul Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was instructed to introduce himself as a da'i, as somebody who invites towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we who have the honor of being in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not just the not ummah da'wat but ummah ijabat, which is not the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is every human being on the face of the earth until the day of judgment, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. But alhamdulillah, we have the sharf and we have the honor of being those who have accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our leader, as our imam, as the Nabi and Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the last and final Nabi and Rasul after whom there is no other Nabi or Rasul. This is our distinction. And that distinction comes with a responsibility, and that responsibility is the da'wat of Islam, is to take this message to the people. Therefore, it is very important to understand the method of da'wah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Because there is no method of da'wah that can be superior to the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In my study of the seerah, the best incident to describe the method of da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his advice and his questions to Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu when he was sending him to Yemen as the governor and qadi. And we all know this beautiful incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before that, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was one of the young men, one of the young sahaba who was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The description, they say that he was a very handsome man, he had a great personality, he was a scholar, he was very learned, he was highly intelligent, and he was brought up literally under the tutelage and under the custody of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he learned the deen directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So this person was the one that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose. He did not choose an old man. He did not choose somebody senior. He chose a young man to go and do a job as serious and as significant as being the qadi and the governor of Yemen. Yemen at that time was not Muslim. There were some Muslims in Yemen, but majorly Yemen was a subsidiary state of Persia. And Persia was, at that time, Persia was Majusi, Persia was Parsi, and Yemen was Christian. So the majority of people in Yemen, their state religion, if you want to call it, was Christianity, they were Christians. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu. And the incident of the seerah is that Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ordered him to mount his horse. So he was on his horse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking along with him, holding the bridle of the horse. And he started by asking Mu'adh bin Jabal a question. And he said, "Oh Mu'adh, how will you judge between people?" He said, "A case comes to you, how will you judge between people?" Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will look for the answer in the Kitab of Allah." So the first source of ahkam, the first source of rules and regulations and orders in our deen is what? The Kitab of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If you do not find the answer you are seeking in the Kitab of Allah, where will you look for the answer?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will look for the answer in your ahadith, in your teachings." On a side note, today there are people in this country and elsewhere who spread lies about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and about the ahadith, and they say the ahadith were not collected and somebody collected them only 300 years later, 200 years later. Let them read the seerah, they will understand. What is Mu'adh bin Jabal talking about if it was not collected? How can Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, anybody say, "I will seek the answer to the for rulings in the Sharia, in the teachings and the ahadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they were never recorded?" He can't say, "I am seeking the answers only in what you told me." He's not saying that. He's saying, "I will seek the answers. If I cannot find the answer in the Kitab of Allah, then I will seek and look for the answer in the teachings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So this is another, and there are many evidences, many evidences. If they want to deny the evidence, if they want to tell lies, that is their problem. But there is plenty of evidence to show that the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were written down, they were recorded in his lifetime. People were writing them down, they would repeat it to them, they would repeat it back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would say, "Ya Rasulullah, this is what you said, this is how I wrote it, is this correct?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make tasdeeq, he would say, "Yes, this is correct," and that would be preserved. So he said, "I will look for the answer in your teachings." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If you do not find the answer to the question either in the Kitab of Allah or in my teachings, then what will you do?" So he said, Ya Rasulullah, then I will seek guidance from and I will consult with other people of knowledge. And this is what we call consultation, and this is what we call consensus. So he said, I will seek the guidance of and consult with other people of knowledge. That in our Shara Istilah we call Ijma. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if that is also not possible, supposing you are alone, there is no one else to consult, and obviously in those days there were no telephones and so on and so forth, so consulting meant you have to go meet somebody, maybe there is no chance of that, you have to give an answer now. He said, what will you do? He said, then I will use my own reasoning power, which we call Qiyas. So these are the four pillars of Istinbadul Ahkam, of the extraction of rulings in Islam: Kitabullah, Sunnat Rasulullah, Ijma, wa Qiyas. Then Rasulullah said to Mu'adh bin Jabal, now he's teaching him and telling him the method of da'wah. He said, Ya Mu'adh, you are going to a place where the people are a people of the book. He said, they are Christians, they are a people of the book. He said, invite them to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. If they accept, then teach them salah. When they start praying, he said, then order them to pay zakat and take that zakat from their wealthy and give it to their poor. So four principles. First principle is Tawheed. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The basic principle of Christianity, what they have done with it is shirk. They make Isa alayhi salam a shariq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that must be removed. There is no shirk. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. There is no one who helps anyone except Allah. There is no one who fulfills any need except Allah. And please notice, Rasulullah said, invite them towards the kalima, towards La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Rasulullah did not say to Mu'adh bin Jabal, Ya Mu'adh, you are a scholar, you are an alim, you are trained in debating, you know how to give great speeches. So go there, challenge their leaders, challenge their ulama, challenge their popes and their priests and canons, and own them on the stage, destroy them, argue with them, insult them. Did he say that? He did not say that. Why? Because Rasulullah ﷺ understood human psychology. And what is human psychology? Human psychology is that if you take the leader of a group of people, and if you make that leader look small by your argument, by your cleverness and whatnot, the group of people are not going to follow you, they are going to hate you even more. Because nobody likes to see their elders and their leaders demeaned and humiliated before the people. That is not our job. Today we seem to think that da'wah means this. Arguments and big speeches and big claims and, all kinds of, this is not da'wah, please understand this. This is not the method of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all stuff that has come into the deen in the name of da'wah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, invite towards La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Don't force them, don't bribe them, no need to do anything. Just invite them, explain to them in a beautiful way. Bil hikmati وَالْمَوْعِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ About da'wah, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran? With hikmah, wisdom, وَالْمَوْعِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, and speaking in a beautiful way. Second principle, he said, once they accept La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, teach them salah. Because the salah is the proof that you believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah is our aqidah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammadur Rasulullah is the way in which we prove this aqidah by following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The proof of the kalima is the salah. It was an accepted principle with the sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain, on which they were all agreed that anyone who leaves the salah, there is no guarantee about his Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith is the famous hadith which we all know, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bainana al-ahadu alladhi bainana wa bainahum as-salah. وَمَنْ عَرَدَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ." قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَّلَامُ. He said, between them and us, meaning between the non-Muslims and us, the ahad, the boundary, the drawing line, the differentiator, is the salah. The one who has left the salah has committed kufr, has left Islam. Second principle. Third principle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, order them to pay zakat. Now, zakat is liable on people who have the money. Order them to pay zakat, take it from their wealthy people and give it to their poor. Please notice, he did not say take it from their wealthy people and send it to Medina. He didn't say that. He did not say take it from their wealthy people and then you have a nice lifestyle, build a palace for yourself. No. He said take it from their wealthy people and give it to their poor people. Now, see the wisdom, the hikmah of this advice. In any country, in any society, the wealthy are few, the poor are many. And the poor look to the wealthy generally keep their wealth. They have, they live in big houses, they have security around them and so on and so forth. They will not share their wealth easily. Now, when these wealthy people accept Islam, they are being told, give zakat. So they are giving zakat. And the zakat goes to the poor people. And when the zakat goes to the poor people say, Alhamdulillah, how did we get this money? Because of Islam. These wealthy people were here. They were here long before Islam. They were here for generations. They never gave us anything. Why is it that suddenly they are giving us? Because of Islam. So the da'wat of Islam spreads by addressing the physical and social needs of people. Islam spread by the winning of hearts, not by the winning of arguments. Islam spread because you gave people bread to eat, food to eat, not by a sword on somebody's neck. Islam spread by the actions of people. Imam Az-Zuhri rahmatullah alayhi says, Imam Az-Zuhri was a great muhaddith and he was the Ustad of Imam Malik bin Anas rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Az-Zuhri says that Islam spread the fastest after Fatha Makkah because for the first time the non-Muslim was able to see the life of a Muslim close up. Until then there was tension between the two parties and they were not friendly with each other. He said after Fatha Makkah the tension was finished. So people started mingling, people started going to each other's places, dealing with each other and so on. And they saw the life of the Muslim and that was so beautiful that they wanted to accept Islam. This is the meaning of Da'watul Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's principles of Da'wah, four principles. Present Islam to the people, which is the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Once they accept that, then teach them to do salah, which is the implementation of the kalima in your life. The salah is not only the two rakat you pray here. The salah is the entire attitude of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything we seek and do. And once they do that, then pay zakat and take the zakat from their wealthy and give it to their poor. There is no mention of putting the zakat in your pocket. The reason I'm saying this is, again, we are living in a world of a similar nature, where the majority of the world is not Muslim. Globally speaking, Muslims are about 20% of the population, which means that for every Muslim, there are four non-Muslims. 80% are not Muslim, 20% are Muslim. How do you take the message to those people? Because the purpose of Islam is, Allah said, Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Allah said, you are the best of people and you have been selected for the benefit of the people. Ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Allah said, you enjoin the good thing, you enjoin good, you forbid evil, and you have iman on Allah. The best good is to invite people towards La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the purpose of our existence. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did and taught us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and grant all of you the ability to follow in the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam without any deviation, and to do the work of risalat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your status in this dunya wal akhirah. May Allah make it easy for you to take this word of deen and to take this word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to every corner of the globe. And may this become a source of sadaqatul jariyah for you and yours long after you are gone. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen.